Bonjour à tous and welcome to Learn French with Vincent. This is Unité 9, Leçon A. And in this lesson, we'll discover together what we call le présent continu. So le présent continu, it's an interesting structure because it's the kind of structure that you can use if you want to insist on the fact that an action or something, a process is continuing at the time when you are speaking or talking, okay? And the way to construct this is to use first this expression, être en train de. So you can see that here we've got the verb être, to be, okay? And this structure should be, obviously, at the present time, okay? And not the present time, sorry, but the present tense, all right? So you should conjugate your verb être here at the present, okay? Then you will put the verb that you want to use in your structure. This verb should be at the infinitive form, so the basic form of the verb, okay? So, and it will give you this présent continu. Okay, so let's see a few examples. First, je suis en train de faire mes devoirs. Okay, faire is to do, and then mes devoirs, my homework, all right? And then when you use this je suis en train de, okay, so you want to insist on the fact that at the time when you are talking, the process is taking place, okay? And it continues, and that's the whole concept of it. So, je suis en train de faire mes devoirs, all right? Second example that we've got, so same thing here. Tu es en train de regarder un film, okay? So, same thing, regarder or to watch un film, a movie. So, the action is taking place, and of course it continues if you use this en train de, okay? But then remember that you've got to put here the verb être at the present form for tu es, okay? So you need to conjugate it. And then, elle est en train de réparer, so to repair, son vélo, her bike. Elle est en train de réparer son vélo. Alright, so same thing, it's continuing, it's taking place at the time when you are talking. And the last one, il est en train de préparer le petit déjeuner. Préparer, to prepare, le petit déjeuner, breakfast. Okay, so il est en train de préparer le petit déjeuner. Okay, so at the time when you are talking, he's doing it right now and the process is continuing. Okay, so let's read them one more time. Je suis en train de faire mes devoirs. Tu es en train de regarder un film. Elle est en train de réparer son vélo. Il est en train de préparer le petit déjeuner. Okay? So that's what we call le présent continu. But then if you think about that, well, it would be possible to transpose that at the past as well. Why not? So let's call it le passé continue. And it's possible because, well, the idea is that you just use the same structure, être en train de, okay? But think about that because we've been covering the past tenses already, and it would be a bit strange to use this passé composé tense because normally we tend to use this passé composé when we want to express actions, okay? But then, in that case, imparfait would be more appropriate. Okay, so if you want to use this passé continu concept, then use être en train de, and you use this imparfait, okay? Then, same idea, you put your verb at the infinitive form, and you will get this passé continu, okay? So, you know what? We'll take exactly the same sentences that we had as examples for the present, but we just put them at the passé. And here we go, j'étais en train de faire mes devoirs. So as you can see, the only thing that will change in this structure is être, okay, because in that case, you should put it at the imparfait form. J'étais en train de faire mes devoirs. Tu étais en train de regarder un film. Elle était en train de réparer son vélo. Il était en train de préparer le petit déjeuner. All right, so the only thing that will change here, here and here, it's the verb être that you should put at the imparfait form. All right, and in the same logic, we could put this structure at the future as well. Why not? So, le futur continue. And in that case, exactly the same structure, so être en train de, but then obviously, so être should be at the future form, okay, so the real one, and then the infinitive form, just to get this futur continue. Okay, same example, same sentences, so je serai en train de faire mes devoirs. Tu seras en train de regarder un film. Elle sera en train de réparer son vélo. Il sera en train de préparer le petit déjeuner. Okay, so as you can see, the only thing that will change here is the verb être. So it should be at the future, future simple form. So the real future. Okay, here, here, and here. Okay, so I hope it was clear. Now you've got three strange, not real tenses, but still quite useful and quite used in the French language. If you want more videos, sorry, you can go to youtube.com/imagier. And the website is waiting for you here. If you want to find more material, or then you can send me a little message. It would be nice. Have a great day. Bye-bye.